gisteren de première in de Noordke. Hi, I'm Arno.
Hi, I'm
Phelim. And Gary. Gary is de assistentregisseur van Broken Talks. Yesterday you had your première in the church here in Groningen.
In the Princeton Theater.
Oh, sorry, in the theater. Ja, het is in de Princeton Theater, niet in de Noorderkerk. Dat is lakkaart, dat haal ik even door elkaar. Dat is waar we de vrijkaarten voor de quiz straks voor gaan verloten. So in the Princeton Theater, but yesterday was the premiere, but you're already in Groningen from the beginning of August.
Yeah, we've been here for the last 2 weeks. Yeah, just developing the piece further, so it's been great.
Which means it's not only the premiere for Noorderzon, it's the premiere for you as well.
Yeah, it was the first time we've presented it in this format. So there's still more work to do when we go back home. We're going back home next week. So we're going to continue to develop the show. So it's still in preview stage.
It's in the preview stage. Were you already satisfied, or is it a mess?
It's a beautiful mess.
It's a beautiful mess.
It's a fine and beautiful mess. Yeah, so there's still a lot of work to do. But I think having the time in the Princeton Theatre over the past 2 weeks was great because we really got a lot of work done, you know.
And then when you go back, will it's probably a process that has to continue to work on, because I've been told that you work with children here from the neighborhood, and you're not going to bring them to Ireland when you go back.
Unfortunately, no, we're not allowed to bring them. So we'll be using Irish children.
Close the mic, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we have worked with local performers here in Groningen, some really cool Groningen children who we only met the day before the show began. So we work with them for like an hour before the show, and they open the piece. Yes, they're fantastic. They're really, really good. They're even better than our professional performers. But don't tell them I told you that.
Probably the reason that you ask these children to play along is it is about children, the play.
Yeah. Yeah, so the children playing at the start, I suppose it's just to set the tone, or perhaps to set a different tone to what is about to happen, and to get, I guess, to get people thinking about how great children are and how precious they are.
Because later on we see the grown-up professional actors,
yeah.
But the piece is about Roman Catholic children,
yeah,
in Ireland, mm-hmm, and it's the same in Holland and all over the world. The abuse and mistreatment that nowadays comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So the professional grown-up actors that we see, mm-hmm, they are sort of the grown-up version of the little children,
yeah,
the innocent children we see in the beginning?
I suppose they represent different children, I suppose, from a different place or a different generation. They wear masks, they're dressed in uniforms, and they represent children from the past. They're almost like ghosts of people. The process involved us interviewing adults who were in institutions as children, and the performers with the masks represent these people as children.
Sounds like heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
No.
That's clear. But it's not a comedy, but what is it? The interview setting, for example,
yeah,
is this continued on stage?
As Gary Spidem said, we've been interviewing people for the last 12 months, and people who are in these institutions. So Phelim and I, we take this audio, we listen to it, and the stuff that we like, that we put into the show. But it's, I think, like here in Holland, it's people have asked us why are we making this piece, and as Irish artists, we have to make it. We have to say something about these issues, these stories, and it's very important, not just in Ireland, but everywhere where this is an issue, that the stories continue. A lot of survivors of abuse in Ireland have been silenced. So it's important for us to give them a voice.
Are you further in Ireland than we are here in Holland? Or was it more severe in Ireland than it might have been in Holland?
I think
you have to tell the story.
Yeah, I think the
drinking Guinness and beating our children seems to be what we're good at.
That's the way to
Well, I mean, it's just we've got a really bad history of caring for the most vulnerable in our society. So and the church had a real stronghold over the people for a long, long time. So that's starting, that stranglehold is starting to loose now in Irish society, and we're kind of claiming it back. We're kind of becoming more of a circular society, which is the way it should be. But I think it's the same. A lot of these reports have come out here in Holland and in Belgium as well. And it's just, I know it's not nice to listen to. It's a very difficult subject matter. But that was one of the challenges for Phelim and I to, because in Ireland there's a bit of a fatigue. People are a little bit tired of hearing about this abuse. So as artists, we're trying to find a new way of telling these stories.
And it's not just an answer, but it's a way to tell the stories.
Yeah.
So that it's more known.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A big difference with Holland is that in Ireland, I think almost everybody is Catholic.
Almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Holland, it's just a part, of course. So it's more all over in your, in your society.
It is. I mean, you know, being a Catholic or the Roman Catholic element, what is he making? It smells really good.
It's bone and plums.
Wow, it smells great. it doesn't really matter if whatever religion you are. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Protestant, atheist, whatever. You should look after children. That's what we should do. It doesn't.
And that's
what the piece is about. I mean, the backdrop is Irish societies and Irish-run institutions, but the piece, if you haven't seen yet, is very visual. There's not a lot of dialogue in it, so you won't be put off by too much English speaking. So it's a very visual piece, and the imagery tell the story more so than words. And that was important for us as well, because in Ireland there's been so much written and so many reports that there's been too many words said. It's now time for some action.
Time for action. Yeah. Dat is ook overigens wat ik in de festivalgids heb gelezen, dat het wrangste eraan is dat die kinderen naar instellingen werden gestuurd waar je verwacht dat er voor ze gezorgd wordt en het absolute tegendeel gebeurt. Dat is het uitgangspunt geweest voor hun voorstelling. We have a little demo on DVD. Shall we watch a little piece of the blue ball? Klein fragment uit The Blue Boy van Broken Talkers. Ze spelen vanavond om 9:15 in het Prinsentheater. Daar zijn nog 9 kaarten voor. Maar morgenavond om 7:30 en om 9:45 spelen ze ook nog in het Prinsentheater. I'm telling them when they can see you play in the Prinsentheater. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Phelim and Gary, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good time.